Hello and welcome. This file is called The Obedience Drug, though actually the drug has been dubbed the slave drug by the media. Before you listen to this file, you need a glass of candy or some sweeties, something you can eat. And after you listen to this file, this candy or these sweeties will be laced with the obedience drug. And whenever you eat it, you will become completely obedient for 1 hour, following any safe command you've been given and really enjoying obeying. And this might also be slightly addictive. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Get really comfy, focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger. 18. As you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall as you float, as you sing, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. And before you listen to this file, you should have designated a glass of candy, a glass of sweeties, as your obedience drug, your slave drug. And whenever you are eating one of those candies, after listening to this file, you will feel the effects of the drug. You will become incredibly obedient and incredibly open to all suggestions and orders. Now before we begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe, because if at any time, while you are under the influence of the drug, anything unexpected happens, any situation that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self. You will also find that if anyone tries to use the effects of this drug to make you do something that is bad for you, that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, or would be bad for you psychologically, you will also instantly and automatically return back to normal, so that you will always be safe. That's right. If anything happens that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, anything that would be unsafe for you or would have negative psychological effects for you, you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal, being back to your normal self, so that you can deal with the situation and that you will always be safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy for you to allow all my suggestions deep into your mind, so you can experience this obedience drug, really experiencing the effects of the drug and having fun with it. And now that you know that you are safe, now it's time to begin. And I'm sure you heard about this new drug in the media. Maybe you've seen the news reports, or maybe you read about it, the obedience drug, or as many have dubbed it, the slave drug. Because when you take this drug, it pretty much makes you a slave to anyone around you. And even though the drug isn't fully analyzed yet, and it's not fully understand how it works, we have a pretty good idea of the effects of the drug and what it does to your mind if you take it. If someone is dosed with this drug, the first effect they feel is their mind getting really calm and really quiet. This drug just quiets down their mind, quieting down their thought, putting them into a state of mind where they are happy and completely content, where they just exist, being happy, their mind quiet, completely quiet. Seen from the outside, they appear to be in a slightly dazed state, but the victim itself feels completely happy, completely at peace, completely at ease, their mind just quiet. They just feel good and happy and wonderful. And once they are in this state, the victim shows no initiative of their own. They become completely passive. No ideas, no thoughts, no initiative. And then the drug begins to affect the victim's decision-making process. Whenever the victim is given a suggestion or an order, it will feel as if it's their own idea, and it will feel as if it's the best idea they ever had. Any order they are given feels like the best idea they ever heard about. It seems to be absolutely brilliant and incredibly important. It seems to be their own idea, and they just have to follow it. Any order they are given just echoes through their empty mind, and the victim will be completely unable to think about anything else until they fulfill the order, until they did what they've been told to do, at which time they will drop back into this empty, mindless state, just feeling happy and feeling good, and at the same time fulfilling any order they have been given becomes the most pleasurable experience they have ever experienced. Following any outside order will directly trigger their reward system, making them feel incredibly good about it, while also triggering a sexual response, giving them pleasure, a pleasure that will grow the more they obey. So in short, if someone is given this drug, the obedience drug, they will become completely mindless and happy, being in a dazed and blank state of mind. And whenever they've been given an order, they will think it's their own idea. It will be the only thought echoing in their mind, and they will be compulsively obeying it, unable to think about anything else. And because they're unable to think at all, unable to do anything but obey, they will just compulsively obey any order. And while they do, they feel pleasure, and they will feel the reward centers light up. They feel incredibly good about obeying whatever they've been ordered to do, which in turn will make them even more suggestible, even more open, almost craving any new orders. And that is the effect of the obedience drug, of the slave drug. And yet, there's more to know about the slave drug. Tests have shown that the slave drug develops its full effect in a time between 30 seconds and 1 minute, and the effects stay for about 1 hour. If they're used a lot, the effect might stay a little bit longer, but after an hour, maybe 70 minutes, it will fade away within a time frame of maybe 5 minutes, and then the victim will be back in their normal state of mind, remembering everything that happened while they were under the influence of the obedience drug. The fact that they remember everything that happened is a blessing and a curse at the same time. On one hand, they know exactly what happened, and the obedience drug cannot be used like a rape drug, where the victim doesn't remember what happened to them. On the other hand, the victim will remember the pleasure of obeying, the pleasure of being controlled, the sexual pleasure as well as the rewarding sensations of just obeying, and the happy mindless state they were in. And in about half of the victims, this creates a strong addiction to this state of mind. They want to feel this pleasure again, because they remember that they felt a pleasure unlike anything they ever experienced before. They felt this strong rewarding sensation, and they felt the sexual pleasure. And they want to experience it again and again, even if it means they have to take the slave drug again, becoming completely open and being controlled. It should also be noted that this addiction is not satisfied by taking the slave drug in private. They need to be ordered, they need to be commanded by someone else. Otherwise, they won't feel this pleasure and rewarding sensations of obeying. And that's what the obedience drug does, or the slave drug, as the media adapted. And you know exactly what it does. You know exactly what would happen to you if you were to take the slave drug. And you have this glass of candy, and you know, you just know, it is laced with the slave drug. You just know it is. And you know what will happen to you if you take it, and yet you thought about it so much, the idea to experience it, to become completely controlled, to give up control, and to feel this incredible pleasure, unlike anything you ever experienced. And I'm sure you are curious. Curious to experience it. Curious to try it. Curious to fall under the effects of the slave drug. Just imagine it. Imagine taking one candy, feeling the slave drug, emptying out your mind, putting you into a dazed and happy state of mind, where your mind is completely blank and empty, where you feel completely happy, so wonderful. And then just imagine being ordered to do something, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just automatically obey. It's the only thought in your mind. Any order becomes your world, the center of your universe, echoing through your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is mindlessly obey, and obeying feels so incredible, so rewarding, causing pleasure to ripple through your body whenever you obey, lighting up your reward centers, making you feel so good, making you crave to obey more and more, making your mind even emptier. Just thinking about it makes you more and more curious, and yet you know you can easily become addicted. Half of the people who take it become addicted, and you also know that every time you take it, the effects will grow stronger and stronger, unlike most other drugs, where you would create a tolerance for it, where you would need more and more for the same effect. This drug will grow stronger and stronger and more effective every time you take it. That's right. With every dose, the effects will grow stronger and stronger. You will become more mindless, more obedient, and be rewarded with more pleasure. And yet, you feel the temptation to experience it. Maybe just once. But will it be just once? What do you think? And with this thought in your mind, with the desire to try it, it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and with each number, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind, so that you will really feel the effects. You know you will always be safe. You know you will always revert back to normal. If any situation could really pose a risk to you or your reputation, or would be really bad for you. But otherwise, this drug will make you completely obedient, will turn you into a slave. Now with this thought spiraling around in your mind, I'm going to count you up now. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.